Yes, hello. It's Eli.
Eli, how big is this game? I know it's early, but you know, you guys are in first. The Eagles are, I think, like a half game behind or something. I know you guys take the one game at a time approach, but it's a division game, and you guys are, and the Eagles are the two leaders in the division. So how big has this become?
It is a big game, and you know, every time you play a division game, it's big. But you know, right now, early on in the season, it's, you know, not that early. We're kind of getting in the middle of the season. It's you know, playing at Philly, a road game, and you know, it's a big game. So you know, we've lost two in a row. We kind of want to get that out of our system and get back on the winning track. And you know, the Philly is playing well and are explosive. Their defense is causing a lot of turnovers and making plays. So we got a great challenge ahead of us. But you know, those are the games you like to play in.
Does what happened in the playoffs last season, does that still weigh on your minds at all, or is that pretty much?
No, I mean, I think we've you know, put that one behind us and are focused on this season. And you know, what happened last year happened, and you know, it's just that's football, and you know, we got to think about I think some of the good memories we've had, you know, playing Philadelphia, instead of reflecting on the bad ones.
The last two games for you, the Saints and then Arizona the other day, haven't been your best. When you look at these last two games, what do you see as far as self-scouting and things you can do better?
Well, we just got to start making some plays, and there's some opportunities to make some throws and hit some big plays that we're just not connecting on. So I think, just get back to being consistent and putting our team in good situations. And when you do get an opportunity to hit some big plays, you got to hit them.
You got a bunch of guys on your receivers that, you know, probably drew a lot of criticism going into the year, but have obviously stepped up. Steve Smith, Manningham, couple, you know, Hakeem Nicks is starting to. Are you just kind of a take what the defense gives you type quarterback, and you find the open guy, or is there a guy that you really think you're comfortable going to?
No, I think he's, you know, trying to do it based on the defense, and you know, going through your reads, and hopefully your first receiver gets open, but just going through your progressions and trying to find the open guy. So I'm not trying to force one guy or the other.
Just like the Eagles do, the Giants have. Just like the Giants have a lot of pass rushers, so do the Eagles. Is there one guy though, Eli, that, you know, the red circle goes on in the game plan?
Well, I mean, they got a lot of good rushers. Obviously, Cole is a guy who's got a bunch of sacks and has made a lot of plays. But you know, their whole defensive line does a great job getting to the quarterback. They rotate a lot of guys in, plus their blitz packages, where they're getting, you know, linebackers, safeties, everybody in the mix. So it's just about you know, trying to be smart and you know, when you have time, you got to take advantage of it and try to find the open guys.
Looking at the tape of the Eagles defense this year, Eli, does the schemes, the blitz packages they have, do they seem any different under Sean McDermott than they do than they would have been under Jim Johnson?
Yeah, I think there is some new stuff, and he's very, very aggressive, and you know, likes to bring play, you know, an all-out blitz, and so you just got to be prepared for whatever the game might turn into. So he has a lot of different blitzes, a lot of different schemes. Some are, you know, very similar to what they've done in the past, and some are new.
Can you talk about the rapport that you have with Steve Smith? It seems like you've had that ever since he came into the league.
Well, Steve has done a good job just getting open, and guy's got good quickness, a good feel for what's going on, good knowledge of our playbook and our schemes, and so he's just he's done a good job of being a playmaker, and so he's got to continue to keep growing and getting better and find ways to give him the ball.
Eli, Kevin Boss took a shot last week. Are you going to have him back this week? I know he's like part of your safety net there.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I don't like to lead receivers in the big hits. I try, you know, not to do that. But it was a great play by Kevin, holding on to that ball and leading into him, helmet to helmet, and so he took a shot, but held on to it. Unfortunately, you know, we didn't get to finish that drive. It was a big play for us, but I had to fumble the next play. But he's made a lot of big plays.
That was pretty frustrating. What are your recollections of that, and what happened?
Well, just I've watched it to just learn and get an idea of what they did that day, and you know what I can learn from what their scheme is and what they're playing, and try to use that to our advantage and figure out what we can do differently to try to get a win.
What seems and you know with that in mind, I mean, what did you learn from that?
Well, you find different things. You know, there were some opportunities to make plays. We just didn't hit some of them. So. It's just learning about different schemes and different plays that we can run and what worked, what didn't work, and what we can do better.
It seemed weird, knowing how the NFL is. You guys, I think, have won 4 straight games in Philly. The Eagles have won like 4 of their last 5 in your house. It's kind of a counter to the trend in the NFL.
Yeah, there's some how it works, and we've had some great games. In Philly, the one last year came down to the wire, was a very close one. We've had some great ones in the past in overtime, and they've always seemed to come down to the fourth quarter on a couple plays. So, you never know what each game is going to represent, what kind of game it's going to turn into. But it's just about trying to stay within the game, keep it into take it into the fourth quarter, and try to make the plays to win it then.
Eli, when Donovan, when he picked up that phone on the sideline, late in the game, have you spoken with him about that? How did you kind of take that whole thing when you watching the reviews?
I didn't see it live, but seen the picture, and so no, I haven't spoken to him about it, and not much you can do about it now. So just try to go out and just do our job this year and play well.
Are you a Yankees fan now?
Yeah, I'm a Yankees fan. So
predictions?
No predictions. Just look forward to a good series and try to watch some games when I can. I don't have any plans right now of going to the games. It's just it's a lot easier to watch it on TV, especially when it's rainy. And I don't know if that's the game to go to, but I'll keep up and look forward to just a good series.
Eli, just to get back to, the Donovan and the phone thing, is that something that you don't forget, or?
I haven't thought much about it, honestly. So, kind of just putting that series, that game behind us last year and worried about this year.
Talk about the progress of Manningham and Nix.
Mario and Akeem have done well. They're learning. They're picking up schemes. They both have made some outstanding plays for us and are doing some good things. So we just got to continue to work every week, get better every week. I think with young guys, they can never be content, especially at this stage. It's about improving each week. Each week I think they can learn something, whether in their route running, their offense, what we're doing, and just being, make sure they're consistent on every play.
Was there one point with Nix that you saw the light come on, whether it be a practice or a game, or has it been a steady progression all the way?
Yeah, it's just been a steady progression. He missed a little time in training camp with an injury, but he's come back and just worked hard on learning everything, and you just kind of see it, I guess probably in some preseason games where he just gets the ball in his hands. He's got some natural playmaking ability to make some things happen.
Thank you.
All right, thanks a lot.
Bye.
All right, thanks.